Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dwight Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mark Williamson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The center fielder, Turner Ward. Batting third. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dave Nielsen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Dave Nielsen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nielsen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Williamson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Hoyles moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Baines reaches second base with a double. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 2, Brewers, 2. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Hoyles moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. McLemore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Vaughn steals second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Jaha reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0-for-1 in the game. Mieske strikes out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 3, Brewers, 3. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Williamson covering, for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. One out. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jaha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Jaha reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 2 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Jaha moves to third. 2 outs. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 3 in the game. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McLemore moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Poole now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Henry now pitching. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Hammonds pinch runs for Leo Gomez. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Alan Mills now pitching. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jaha strikes out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn moves to second. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin is walked intentionally. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-4 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Turner Ward now playing right field. Dwayne Singleton now playing center field. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.